Now, of course, we're in the school holidays at the moment, so we've got a recipe to keep the kids both busy making it, I suppose, and also busy eating it. Nikki Wicks joins me now. Hi, Nikki.
Yeah, good morning, Heather. That's exactly what we've got on the plan this morning.
Oh, making my mouth water already. What is it? Butterscotch slice.
Yeah, and doesn't the word butterscotch just make your heart feel good?
Mm.
Well, actually, it probably doesn't make your heart feel good, actually, but it certainly makes my mind feel fantastic. I love it. And yeah, school holidays. I think term finished yesterday. And sometimes some grandparents, I like to give a bit of baking a go in the holidays with their kids, you know, which I think is a really nice idea.
So is it an easy enough, it's an easy enough one for the kiddies to help out with?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, slices are a really fantastic sort of starter recipe, I suppose, for baking, because basically when you're making any sort of slice, you're making a base, which I'll go through in a moment, and then you're popping a topping on there. And, you know, kids don't like to have anything that's too complicated, and I don't like to have anything that creates too many dishes. So this is just absolutely perfect. And the other thing that I think we want when we're just teaching people how to bake or cook is we want that sort of instant gratification. So there's no point in starting them off with something like a long, slow cook where it's going to be hours and it's going to be hard to relate the end product to all that work you put in at the beginning. So something like a slice is really quick. Within sort of half an hour, you might be munching through a slice of this, and that feels like a good deal to me. Hey, so look, first of all, heat the oven up to 175 degrees Celsius, and then take a Swiss roll tin or something that's about 25 centimetres by 15 centimetres in dimension. And I've actually given you the instructions of 15 by 15, but it's more like a 25 by 15. I'm a little typo there. Line it with some baking paper. That just makes it easy to sort of lift out later and slice up. And then the first thing you need to do is take a bowl and pop 150 grams of softened butter into there and half a cup of sugar, so not tons of sugar in this recipe. Try to kind of minimise that. And the idea is to cream the butter and the sugar. Do you know what that means, Heather?
Is that when you sort of beat them together till they become lighter?
Yes, fantastic. Because I find that it's actually an old, and you know, it's actually something that, you know, a lot of people go, well, what do you mean creaming butter and sugar? Yeah, beat it together either by hand or with an electric mixer until it's light and fluffy. And that's a really good one for the kids to get into and work out and sort of see how that, you know, plain butter, plain sugar, how it sort of transforms. Add in some flour, 1.5 cups of plain flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, or if you're somebody who uses self-raising flour, just the 1.5 cups of self-raising flour, and then throw in a whole lot of zest. You can use, I've used lemon zest, but you can use orange zest, whatever is in season. It gives it a lovely little flavour. Take this and you mix that until it's all combined, and then transfer that to your tin that you've lined, and then just get the kids to press that in with the palms of their hand. You can use the bottom of a glass if you want, but you just need to press it in firmly till it gets right into all the edges. And you want to bake that base for 15 to 20 minutes. And while that's happening, you throw the topping together, which is just mixing 5 heaped tablespoons of icing sugar, 3 tablespoons of butter, and then 3 tablespoons of either golden syrup, maple syrup or honey. Just really depends. I find kids don't always like the flavour of honey, strangely. I think it's sort of an acquired taste. So you could use one of the other of the golden syrup or maple syrup. And just bring that, I suppose, till it melts together, but make sure you don't let it boil. You just want it to melt and it makes this beautiful, thick, sort of buttery icing. And as soon as that base, you know, after 20 minutes or until it's golden brown and in the oven, pull it out and then pour that beautiful topping over it, and then leave it to sort of settle for a while until it's warm. Slice it while it's still warm, but then leave it in that tin until it's, you know, dead cold, and you've got this beautiful buttery, kind of slightly crunchy, slightly chewy, just dreamy little slice. It's absolutely fantastic.
Nikki, if you don't want to feed it all, you know, to the kids all in one go, how long can you keep it for?
Oh, that's a really great question. So it'll keep in an airtight container for, you know, a good, you know, 4 to 5 days, that sort of thing. It'll keep, and it is a, you know, it's a basic kind of old fashioned bit of baking, but it is rich. We're all really aware of sugar and fats and that in our diets these days. So yeah, a couple of slices, couple of sort of fingers is plenty for kids. I feel as though these days we scoff a lot. Or is that just me?
No, that would be about right. I think when they say if you want to lose weight, don't have anything dangerous in the house, it's probably about the best advice.
It's so true, because look, I've had this here sitting in my house for a while, and I've been, you know, had a bit of writing and a bit of tax to do with that this week. And honestly, it's just, I'll just have another little cup of tea, which is just another excuse to have another little butterscotch finger.
Oh, see,
yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, you've given us a dangerous one. And just before I let you go, just tell me, the lemon zest is a bit of a surprise. Why is that going in?
Well, look, you know, a lot of base recipes don't have that in it for slices, but I just really love a bit of a zing of flavour.
Yeah.
And lemon zest, you know, lemons at the moment are just so beautiful, I couldn't resist throwing one in. And also it knocks against that sort of sweetness and the butteriness. Mm. It's a beautiful balance, and you just get it coming through at the end. I mean, a couple of variations into that base. You could add a heaped tablespoon of cocoa if you wanted, and the same in the topping, and then you've got a sort of more fudgy chocolate flavour, that kind of thing. You could throw some ground nuts either in the base, walnuts or hazelnuts, cut down the flour a little bit, pop some nuts in there, or you could sprinkle nuts over the top as well. So this is a really good basic base, and then maybe get the kids to be a little bit creative. Ask them what they might decide to put on the top, which is always a bit surprising.
Yeah, and then exercise some discretion.
Exercise some discretion, absolutely, or let them go with it and sort of realise that, you know, peanut butter might not be the best thing on top of it, or whatever, you know. I mean, I've been so surprised by the things that kids come up with. It's fantastic, and I'll often be sort of knowing better, as it were, and then be really delightfully surprised. Like, you know, let's put some blueberries on top. It's like, oh, okay, but actually tastes fantastic, just won't keep as well.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know. Nikki, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. It's Nikki Wicks with a fantastic sounding recipe for a butterscotch slice, and something great for the kids to have a go at making these school holidays.